Yes, hi.
Hi, good morning. Cindy available?
Speaking.
Hi, Cindy. This is Julian calling with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hope you had a good holiday weekend. I got your email last week regarding the trailers that you guys were possibly looking at. I just wanted to follow up with you to make sure you guys get taken care of. How's everything going over there? You guys still looking at those trailers?
Yeah, I didn't call because I didn't get an opportunity to call. I'm sure you know how that is.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure you're super busy, but this is what I do. So, I kind of just wanted to get back in touch with you. I know you're probably doing a million things over there. Is now a good time, or do you want me to get back in touch with you later?
No, this is fine.
Okay, cool. So when did you guys start looking at the trailers?
A while ago, but, are you guys actually a bank? Or
yeah, we're
a lending company, or
no, we're a privately held business bank. We're mostly in the West Coast. I'm in the San Diego office. We specialize in small, medium sized businesses, mainly with working capital financing, which is unsecured cash, and then we also do equipment financing. Those are two main things. We're not a depository bank, so we don't want you to switch from your home bank that you have, your local bank or whatever. We're more of like a secondary resource of funds.
Okay. Okay. On equipment financing,
mm-hmm.
what are your usual terms and interest rate?
Yeah, equipment financing is very similar to your traditional car loan, for example. Typically, it's going to be set up on 2 to 5 year terms. As far as interest rates go, I'm just going to get you the best deal, the best program that you qualify for. Typically, the rates start in the mid-single digits. Sort of like a personal car loan. It's just a little more expensive because it's business. But yeah, typically I would say like 5-6% sort of just kind of goes up from there. Like I said, really depends what you guys qualify for, but my job is to get you on the best program that you guys will qualify on.
Okay.
So how do you guys normally pay for them? Do you normally use like the vendor for financing on the trucks, or do you have
in this particular case, we have the vendor set up the financing through the people that they use.
Oh, they have like a third party or something?
Yeah, but Mr. Bonner saw your advertisement or whatever. I don't know exactly how you sent him an email and sent it to me, to check to see what your terms and interest rate was at.
Okay, gotcha. So you guys are just kind of shopping around to see what kind of programs you qualify for, sort of?
Yeah.
Okay. When are you looking to bring on the trailers by?
They're in production, so, it's going to be a few weeks.
A few weeks, okay.
But what do you need from me?
Yeah, it's a pretty quick process.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick process. It's a one-page app. We look at 6 months of your previous business bank statements. We need a previous year's tax return, and then pretty much just an invoice or a quote for the equipment, and that's pretty much it. Typically, I can have an answer for you within 24 hours. We work pretty quickly. It's just a one-page app, 6 month bank statements, previous year's tax return, and then the vendor invoice or quote.
Okay, I get the tax return. I don't get the bank statement.
We just want to make sure that you're able to cash flow the note. So if you, for example, if business has been really slow the last few months, we don't want to lend us somebody that isn't going to be able to pay us back.
I understand that, but bank statements, really?
Yeah, we take a real-time look at the cash flows of the business.
Okay, well, that's something that I'll have to talk to Mr. Bonner about because nobody, somebody will ask for the previous year's tax return and, an invoice or whatever for the equipment
mm-hmm.
we're buying, but nobody's ever asked for that before.
Okay.
So I'll have
yeah,
to
no
talk
problem. To you. Sure, no problem. If you guys want to do it without the 6 months bank statements, I can talk to my underwriting department, see if it's something that they can do without. I think it's just sort of a standard thing that we collect all that stuff. If it's not actually needed for equipment financing, I won't request it from you.
Okay.
But I can definitely get back to you on that for the equipment financing. Like I mentioned, because we do working capital and equipment financing, so I think the bank statements are more geared towards the working capital, just so we have it on file in case you guys do need the working capital.
Okay.
But yeah, if it's not something that you're going to need and you guys aren't comfortable giving the bank statements, I'm sure it's not going to be an issue if I talk to my underwriting department. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So are you guys replacing old trailers or are you adding on new ones? Like, are you guys expanding or?
We're adding.
Gotcha. That's cool. That means you're growing.
Yeah.
And this vendor that you mentioned, do you guys always go through them?
Mack Trailer? We didn't before, but we do now. So, yeah, we use them a lot for equipment.
Okay, cool. Let me see. Okay, and how would you rate, do you by chance know any of the credit information of Richard? Is it kind of good, bad, somewhere in the middle? Do you have any idea?
Richard? Excellent.
Okay. Good. Okay, and then, so if we can't get you approved for financing, what's your guys' plan B? Are you just going to go through the normal third-party financing that the vendor offers, or are you going to go through your bank, or?
We're going to go through whoever has the best deal, right?
The best deal, right? Absolutely. Okay, cool. I think I covered everything. What did you guys do in sales last year?
I'd have to look it up.
I'd have
to look it up. So why don't I talk to Mr. Bonner about that? Why don't you find out if you need the bank statements? Because like I said, I've never had anybody ask for that before.
Okay. I will. I can actually call you back in the next 5 minutes. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. Sounds good, Cindy. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.